Apparently some people think I am not able to coordinate my thought. I'm thinking you're very, very disillusioned, and I'm sorry I'm going to have to disillusion you more. During the past few weeks, capitalist regimes in one country after another have been shaken by massive protests. Whereat Uruguay, Nicaragua, down in the lower part of Argentina, all over Africa, demonstrations in Iran have involved literally millions of people and have continued in the face of machine gun fire from the Shah's army supplied by the U.S. capitalists and dictator Anastasio Somoza. National Guard has erupted in the several major cities. In Peru, the military regime is just desperately trying to contain the strike and massive radicalization that has deepened since the installation of the Constituent Assembly. Each of these three cases involves your country, our country, our taxpayers' dollars, our own country, as in every way, shape, and form. The Shah was placed in power by a CIA-organized coup in 1953, which left several dead in a melee, and his army has been armed and trained by Washington ever since. The Somoza regime was put in power by the United States Marines, who invaded Nicaragua illegally, like Hitler did Czechoslovakia. And so, Somoza's National Guard is also trained and armed by the Pentagon. U.S. investors and bankers are equally concerned about the future of Peru's regime, which currently owes them billions of dollars and has unrest throughout its territory right now. The class struggle has raised the possibility of the downfall of the hated dictatorship in Iran, Nicaragua, and Peru. Bolivia is also having great difficulty. People are going on general strike. Panama is moving further and further to the left, one of the great banking centers of the world. At the same time, it has also raised the danger of imperialist intervention in these countries. The U.S. ruling class, however, knows from bitter experience that the struggle for democratic rights in the colonial world tends to grow over into a movement for socialism, and Washington is committed to preserving capitalism or neo-fascism rule, wherever it exists. The Vietnam War was a lesson in what this commitment can lead to. American workers have a vital stake in every major eruption in the class struggle. By the way, I don't want to talk in this community about anything but the working class, and I don't want to hear any talk about race. I'm sick of it. The next person I hear will be on public services. We in the United States, where we paid our taxes all those years, had no choice but to be internationalists, but we still paid our taxes to support the war machine. What does internationalism mean? James P. Cannon, the founder of the Socialist Workers' Party in the United States, explained in a speech in 1943, internationalism was not a dogma invented by Marx and Engels, but a recognition of the reality of the modern world. It proceeds from the fact that the economy of modern society is a world unit requiring international cooperation and division of labor for the further development of the productive forces. The class struggles arising from the class division and between workers and exploiters within the countries. Stand by, so I'm going to interrupt you here. The class struggle arising from these class divisions within the countries requires class unity of the workers on an international scale. From the beginning, the program of scientific socialism has called for the international collaboration of the workers and for the international deliverance, unified for oppressed people in different countries. Just as the petty states and principalities had arbitrarily divided sections of the old countries under feudalism and gave away to the consolidated centralized national states in order to create a broader arena for the development of the productive forces, so in the same way, The artificially divided national states have to give way to the federation of all states, one world government, socialism. In the future course of development, this must lend, it'll lead to a world federation operating world economy as a whole without class and nationalistic division. Either has to come on the dust of nuclear war. From this it follows irrevocably that such an order can be crushed only by the international collaboration and the joint struggle of the workers in various countries against their new bourgeoisie at home and against capitalism as a world system. So preached and so practiced, the great founders of socialism, Marx, Engels, so preached and practiced, the great continuators, Vladimir Lenin. Even the new bourgeoisie recognizes internationalism in their own way. The bankruptcy of national limitations has become so clear to the bourgeoisie that all their most perspicuous perspicacious leaders, what we'll say, have been compelled to renounce the idea of national isolation altogether. Isolationism, as a political tendency, stands discredited in the bourgeois politics. The End of the Comintern, for instance, that was written in New Nation, and Speeches for Socialism that are in New Times. Of course, when capitalism and then their politicians today denounce isolationism, they are referring to the progressive opposition of the American people to any more Vietnam-style aid or troops and bombers being sent to help reactionary dictators in every corner of the world. But the internationalism of the workers' movement, more relevant today than ever, is summed up in the slogans, solidarity with the people of Iran, Nicaragua, Peru, and all the other nations I mentioned. No U.S. troops, no U.S. arms, and no USA mingling, and no backing of U.S. dictatorships. I have a lot of mouth sores. I'm nothing for you to worry about. I'm in quite able position to take care of myself. Most of the distortion that comes on this radio wave comes because of generation changes, and it's not my fault, say the generator people. But don't let people disturb you. I still have power. I still know who I am. I still have ability to reach far as I want to into the eons of time and pull down enemies of this people. So have no fear. Your Savior's near. Thank you.
In Nicaragua, mobilized for action in response to report that the Carter administration is mobilizing a military forces to come to the rescue of embattled dictator Anastasio Somoza, who U.S. has loved so well and maintained all these years since the Marine Corps was sent in to take the country away from the people. Nicaraguans living in the San Francisco Bay Area quietly organized a protest demonstration in front of the federal building here Wednesday, as soon as the word was received from Costa Rica that there was a reason to believe that the U.S. president had sought assistance for Somoza from the Nicaraguan reactionary forces. In other words, Carter, seeking assistance against freely elected, beautiful Costa Rica. No, and Costa Rica is a social democracy. It's not a capitalist country. Not a fascist country, I mean. It's not communist. And yet they would seek Nicaragua to destroy Costa Rica. There were those who had reason to believe the U.S. president had sought assistance by Somoza and the Nicaraguan reactionaries on many other occasions to carry out NATO, CIA, military industrial complex USA's infamy throughout Central and Latin America. It was in Nicaragua that the anti-Cuban element was trained by our government to invade Cuba unsuccessfully. The Communist Party USA this week condemned massacres in Tehran perpetuated by troops of the south of the Shah of Iran on standby. Best supplied weapons, that is the Shah of Iran was. A statement issued in the United States under the signature of party bilateral affairs secretaries Helen Winter, and you said, we in the United States must demand an immediate demonstration of the USA and the elaborate bloodstained tyranny that they have swept the world with. If the Shah and if the Shah of Iran protesters continue to demonstrate, our solidarity will be with them, and we will carry their banners high, fighting for democracy, said the Communist Party USA. The Today Party, T-U-D-E-H Party, the underground party of Marxist-Leninists, has in Tehran, in Iran, rather, issued a statement here Monday appealing to the people of the world to come out and in support of the Iranian people, just cause. The stalemate said the Shah of Iran's impossible imposition of martial law slows down, shows the real cold calculating face of the Shah's tyranny. But despite the repression, the Iranian people will continue their just struggle. Hundreds of thousands of them are in jails, and hundreds of thousands of them have been killed. Strangely enough, when it comes to foreign policy, Iran is a neighbor of Russia. She never dares take on Russia. And many of the patriotic people of Iran have fled to the Soviet Union. Lebanon National Patriotic Force and the Lebanese National Front have formed an alliance with the joint leadership. It was announced here today. The Nationalist Front is a grouping of conservative forces with ties to ex-President Suleiman Frangieh, F-R-A-N-G-E-I-E-H. The National Patriotic Forces include the Communist Party of Lebanon and other left organizations, but they've all got together due to Carter's sellout at Camp David. The statement issued by the new alliance condemned these Lebanese reactionaries who are working for together with Israeli and United States in these imperialistic designs, and who want to destroy the Arab League peacekeeping force in Lebanon. Nothing of recent date has brought more unity amongst the Arabs, right wing and left, than USA trying to get a separate peace, get an agreement with Egypt and Israel that they, whether the land that Israel had taken from Egypt would be returned, but Israel would keep Sinai, the West Bank that they had stolen from Jordan, and southern Lebanon. But contrary to their plans, the Arabs are not taking it, setting down. Many protest that they will never permit any kind of a base in Sinai. No base will be tolerated. Political prisoners in Paraguay's notorious Embascada concentration camp are on a hunger strike today. Among 1,000 prisoners taking part in the strike is Selva Ramirez, wife of Doris Villagree, the missing leader of the Young Communist League of Paraguay. A new series of conferences here. This week, Attilio Casal, chairman of the Paraguayan opposition movement, called for wide international solidarity with the strike. He noted that the regime of President Alfredo Stroessner, Stroessner, of Paraguay, has built Embascado using Nazi German war criminals to design it. They were criminals brought in to design and build Nazi death camps such as Auschwitz, Dachau, and Belsen. Stroessner himself is a German, and he was a supporter of Adolf Hitler. He was put in power by U.S. imperialist interest when he was quite many, many years younger. And he's held power, too, without being deterred for 40 years. One of U.S.'s very special projects. Funeral services were held this week for Jean Canapa, a member of the Political Bureau of the French Communist Party and head of the International Department. Canapa died here yesterday at the age of 56, following a long and painful illness. Truth does sometimes give pain, but it also gives you freedom, doesn't it? Singer Joan Baez recently refused to make a scheduled appearance in a Israeli music festival because it was being held on occupied territory. She had been slated to perform it at the annual Israeli pop festival. However, she informed predecessor Iran Gaddafi that she would not perform after learning the concert would be held in the home of Navia, NEVIUIT, who boasted on the occupied Sinai Peninsula. She refused to sing. That redeemed her a little bit. She had always refused to sing only for the Soviets. I'm glad to see that she's developing a little conscience. She wouldn't sing for the Israelis. It'll not make her popular among U.S. Jews, I can assure you. I'm trying to use the news without proper lighting, so just hold in there. Belfast. About 4,000 people marched in Northern Ireland to mark the 16th the 10th anniversary of the first civil rights march in the country. The demonstrators marched from Coal Island, about 35 miles southwest of the Belfast region, to Dungannon. Heavily armed British armed troops and police harassed the marchers. They had been, of course, equipped them with their modern weapons to harass poor citizens. We did, our tax dollars. Heavily armed British Army troops and police, as I said, harassed the marchers, and 14 civilians were reported injured. They're now shooting them. So much for that kind of thing. I can't understand why it is that people go along with their freedom so long. Zambia's president said today that 31 members of his security forces had been murdered in last week's Rhodesian raid into Zambia. It is also thought that 336 members of the Zimbabwe African Peoples, ZAPU, were killed also in the raid, and another 200 to 700 have been reported as missing, and over 600 were wounded badly. Meanwhile, all again done by U.S. supplied aircraft equipment. Flights in the Zambian area expressed fears of backlashes against them because of the number of blacks that were being actually tortured and murdered. Nonetheless, none of that happened. It seems the blacks keep their senses. They also feared that someone would be arrested and held without proper bail being granted because they might be collaborationists with the imperialists. No doubt some of them are. An editorial in yesterday's Zambia Daily Times, the government's own paper, said that some whites are obviously in the pay of the enemy and are spying on Zambia. Britain's spokesman said today in London he did not discount the report printed in the Daily Mail. Oh, he didn't even deny. Good old U.S. and Americans didn't deny they have white people and they're spying on them. Which said Britain was sending a military with aircraft equipment and radar to Nasaka, Zambia. Apparently, England doesn't always speak the way U.S. would have them. Nigeria's president, complimenting and completing a three-day visit to Sudan, said Smith's recent visits to the United States had encouraged the Salisbury government to undertake its military strikes inside Zambia just last day. The final solution in Rhodesia, he said, will be to give whatever fighters for freedom want and nobody else. He will continue to give all he can until Nigeria sees all of Africa free and under self-rule. Again, U.S. bungling has lost them one of the most oil-rich nations in the world. Certainly they have a right to their own lands. U.S. is today's, you can see it in every newscast, the day is coming. Observers say a disagreement has apparently emerged between Chad's President Felix Malone and his new Prime Minister, Hassan Habre. Sources say a serious political crisis has broken out because Mr. Habre wants a certain number of political prisoners released, and Mr. Malone opposed it. Ugandan President Idi Amin, good old Papa Doc, arrived on a state visit to Saudi Arabia today for talks on African problems, Middle East development, and bilateral relations. Meanwhile, the Islamic Development Clinic in Arabia is granting Uganda a loan of $5.6 million for the construction of a water network. Uganda is becoming very popular with the Organization of African States because of its boldness to speak out for liberation, whatever the price. The Palestinian Liberation Organization leader, Yasser Arafat, has rejected an American memorandum suggesting that the FLO take part in the elections for the autonomy of territories occupied by the Israel fascists to a British Beirut newspaper. This offer has been made. Yesterday, Mr. Arafat again rejected the Camp David sellout, but Carter, near his Washington home, and reaffirmed the Palestinians, the preeminence of the Palestinians in all peace efforts, towered way above the opposition, and that peace efforts were directed deeply towards the Middle East. Israel can't continue to have her way, and U.S. cannot again expect this. This is 1960, because it's not. This is 1978, and a whole lot of different attitudes being shown. The Lebanese government today took important measures to apply the recommendations formulated at the Betendine, B-E-T-E-D-E-N-E, cabinet. Measures include the withdrawal of regular Palestinian forces from the country. The Lebanese government also approved a plan aimed at resolving the prolonged crisis in the country, which includes militia and the banning of public appearances by the Palestinian forces. The plan calls for the measures to be put in effect by the Syrian people-dominated Arab deterrent force, the Lebanese army, and also the internal security forces. They are requested to turn in a timetable written 2 weeks for a collection of all unlicensed barricades, reconfiscation of military vehicles, and the arresting of violators of these orders. And an official announcement after the extraordinary cabinet meeting, chaired by the President Sarkis, said the program worked out by the ministerial commission was approved after certain amendments. Last bit of the news. China is awaiting the answer from the United States of America, the seat of imperialism, concerning its preconditions for the normalization of relations, which center on the problems of Taiwan, said China Prime Minister Wang. China insists that relations with Taiwan, once the pet of U.S. imperialism, now Chiang Kai-shek's heir, the son, leads that island they took away from the native people. It was once called Okinawa, but not now. It's called Taiwan. And the Taiwanese have very little rights, it seems. Anyway, Taiwan's United States Air Brigade, the U.S.-Taiwan Martial Defense Pact, and withdraw Americans. Also, withdraw Americans' forces from the island. Addressing a Tokyo press conference, Mr. Tang also said that the withdrawal of American troops from South Korea was a precondition for dialogue between North and South Korea. The United States plans to withdraw about 33,000 ground forces from South Korea, which is ridiculous, they'll never do it, over the next 4 to 5 years. They do it, I'll eat my toes. Carter's just trying to pass the election for you. Next 4 or 5 years gets him comfortably through another election. Yet they will increase their air power in the South and help to strengthen South Korea's defenses. Mr. Tang, whenever government has close links with South Korea, said that he did not think that there would be war in Korea as long as the South Korean does not take aggressive positions, aggressive roles. It's unfortunate that the U.S. hasn't got the courage to stand up for what's right. Despite heated arguing over events in Africa at the nomination non-aligning ministerial conference here, the organization has remained intact and pro-left. A push by the conservative members of nations spearheaded by Somalia, which is fascist-backed by USA and China, to condemn Cuba for its support of Ethiopia and Angola, made a lot of newsprint for the Capitalist Press, but it made no headway in the meeting as a matter as members agreed on Havana, Havana, as we would say it, as the meeting site of the 1973 non-aligned summit meeting. The 1978 World Conference for Complete Nuclear Disarmament and Relief of Atomic Bomb Victims opened here today and is being attended by representatives from peace and non-governmental organizations from around the world. This is the news from Tokyo. Brief. Ethiopia announced that they had broken 10 months of the Asmara, A-S-M-A-R-A, in a major victory against secessionist forces in Eritrea province. I'll try to give you just a little brief, then you perhaps can remember better that way. Portuguese President Anastasio Iones ousted Socialist Prime Minister Mario Soares and, as you know, dissolved the government. The government's fall came after the conservative members of the Soares centrist government, liberal government, something like Carter, coalition government, reneged and resigned in protest over socialist failure to break up cooperative farms which had been formed by the Portuguese Communist Party after the movement of the fascist dictatorship in 1974. That's a fine thing. Destroy a nation because they don't like socialist farms. Soares, former Prime Minister resign on his angry pledge that he would not serve as a caretaker Prime Minister until a new government is formed. The move raises speculation that again, that instead of allying with the communists, he and Eames may once again be attempting to put legitimacy together in another center-right coalition. Naturally, they want the Communist Party in Portugal. The army revolted there, one of the few in the world, and established a communist army, but they were undermined by outside influences, as is often the case. The outlawed African National Congress of South Africa states to join Nigeria in boycotting the Commonwealth Games being held in Edmonton, Canada. The government of Nigeria recently announced its decision to boycott the Games because of the participants of New Zealand, a white racist state. Massacres against their Indian population, and New Zealand maintains a close trade arrangement between themselves and the U.S., the Union of South Africa. So for that reason, good conference, South African National Congress, in good conscience, is the leading liberation movement of South Africa, and it must not have any elements in it that speak or even remotely remind people of second-class citizens. I hope we can remember some of the tens of thousands in the last few days. I'm appalled at the news the last few days that have been wiped out. I think there are over 250,000 innocent children and mothers in their villages. I hope we can remember that while we're out there working and making up our time. If we don't make up our time, observers will report. So please do so. Keep your flash waters going and be active every way you can to keep this place clean. We'll be having guests today or tomorrow. Thank you very much. I love you. And wrote him up. He just said, he says that Peter is being destroyed because he is so alienated, because it just was not handled properly. I wonder about all the children, and I expect Peter himself would speak out, if he spoke out honestly, that his temporary alienation is worth more than the many children. Doesn't sound to me like this is much concern for children. What else would you think I'd do? Let a person wander the streets that was having that problem. I'd give them some techniques and reverse psychology. Peter knows how much I love him, and we're trying to work this out. It's very gracious of you people who always think you're wiser, nobler, smarter, more compassionate than I am. He also says he has been extremely tired getting wiped out early. Where he used to work up till midnight, adding meetings interfere with his going to bed early. I have told him that he had something that was important. Meetings could be canceled. This is bull, but it seems to me he needs a few more meetings the way he's acting.
And it is not always true that he could get home much more, get much more rest if he just came home and rested. He says that the book deposit, late reading, having to read handwriting, it's not easy to read. Some of you surveillance people better read, write better. He says that the book deposit, late reading, sometimes books looks like your diet and nervous depression. Reads education stuff too. Also, he's back on the low sugar bit. He's been inching towards it for several weeks. Now, said it has been happening frequently, two or three times a day. Although he must have gone to medical, surely to have him check out his blood for being tired. He does work hard, is the feeling of those around him. At least he puts in the long hours. I don't know really how much he does, how hard he works when he's inside the building, said this watcher. He said there were things that bothered him. This may be all, but may not be either. I've never seen him in a tearful situation like this, those who have observed his behavior. We've never seen him in a tearful position like this. He never cries, really only once. Was he crying? The people can remember touched by some scene in a film or something of that sort. Another report. It would be very wise to have security around Tom Grubbs all the time. He is blaspheming. Jim Jones thinks he'll be put in a straitjacket. My report will be pages if I ever get the chance to write. I have got him calmed down to some degree, said his co-worker. So don't send anyone in. He will get worse. Someone who's working with him, well, I'll not give the name, it's not important, will get worse, but just have them near. In warning himself, writing himself up later, even he is fearful of what he'll do to Jim Jones. Now I want to ask you frankly, what do you think? What do you possibly think you have the reason to do something to Jim Jones? You can stand there, it could be related to me.
Misunderstandings. I will admit to a large part of what I said. I will admit to anything that I said.
Excuse me. Just a minute. I will give
them a walk around. Under any circumstances, any way, shape, or form, inference, or direct statement, make any reference to it doing any harm to you in any way.
Good. Anybody in the inspection team have something to say about it? All the inspections team there.
Okay, they're going to have me move to the microphone now.
What's that?
They're going to have me leave the telephone, go to the microphone now.
Yes, okay.
Never come forward to see CSO himself. Knows that the inspection team didn't make it up in your head, so what exactly did you say about Willie Malone and Peter Waterspoon?
I said many things about both Willie and Peter. In the case of Willie, okay, I've made a number of statements about Willie and Peter, and I'm willing to repeat them as accurately as I'm able to. Yesterday, Willie was upset. He came to the book depository. where he was counseled by Lee, Dick, and myself regarding his anxiety about getting back into troubles because he was frustrated with large classroom situations. He felt he could not handle that situation and did not learn from it. He preferred a private or nearly private tutoring type of situation. We expressed that
it's very strange since you've thought so much of Willie Malone that you never said anything to the office until now about that.
What was worked out? No, I don't. The only thing I have to say about that is that I did something about it. I included him 3 hours in my afternoon schedule to tutor him.
Don't you think that you have to go through channels just like everybody else, Tom?
I'm sorry. It was worked out last night. Lou was there. Dick was there. I was there. And I discussed it with the principal. And it was agreeable there. I didn't foresee any difficulties. So I didn't proceed any further. I just started tutoring him.
Dad knows what's going on at all times. If he didn't have his gift and other devices, he wouldn't hardly know what was going on because few people feel that they have to tell him anything. And the devices only go so far. The reason the device was placed on you it was reported that you, Tom, were walking around West House with a knife and acting strangely.
This is clearly, absolutely false. I have not been near West House or in that region any closer than the paint shop or the Nancy sign shop in several weeks.